floor from a pretty good height, it's liable to.
Right.
But are there any different types of glasses, you know, according to shape or anything like
that? Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's goblets and there's tall iced tea glasses and there's water glasses and there's juice glasses and just different things.
Okay.
Wine glasses if you serve wine naturally, but
okay.
I like it, but I don't serve it.
Alright. A few more expressions. What about if I ask you how much water did you drink, you'd say, well, a lot of it.
If you ask me what?
How much water you drink, you'd say,
I just drank a barrel full. A lot of times, a lot of people, you know, get real thirsty, so I just drank a barrel of water.
Okay. Well, what about, let's say, if your dinner's on the table and everybody's standing around, waiting to begin, you might say, well,
y'all go ahead and sit down?
And after they did go ahead and sit down, if nobody else was standing, you'd say that they had all
sat down.
Okay. And if you're beginning to eat the meal, if you don't want somebody to wait until the potatoes have passed, you might tell them to go ahead and
if they said.
Or what about if you decide not to eat something when it's offered to you? You might say, well,
I just don't believe I care for that.
Okay.
Or I don't care, you know. I don't believe I'll have any of that.
Okay. You said you had let me ask you this first. What would you call food that's been cooked and served a second time?
More or leftovers. I do that real often.
That's leftovers.
Leftovers. Why?
Do leftovers necessarily have to be heated?
Uh-huh, and cut it off because I got to go put some ribs in and stuff.
Okay. When
you said when you asked me that, I made me think of it.
Okay. So you say that leftovers do have to be warm.
Warm, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and now some things don't. If it's a salad, you put it in the refrigerator and cover it up and serve it the next day. And it don't have to be warm, though, but it has to be kept cool.
I see.
And refrigerated if it's a salad.
Okay.
But it's still a leftover.
Okay. What about, let's say, if you eat steak for a meal and it wasn't too tender, you'd say, well, it's so tough, it's all I can do to
chew it.
Have you ever heard of anything made out of cornmeal, a bowl of salt and water? And
yeah, mush.
That's mush.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a regular dish.
That's just a regular cornmeal. That's a regular dish of mush, cornmeal mush.
Okay. What about, let's say this is the type of food that you usually, well, you have it at breakfast a lot, especially down here in the South.
Yeah, grits.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
What's,
them Yankees don't know much back in grits. Cornmeal grits.
I usually tell people what my junior high school principal told me about grits. He was visiting, I think, Philadelphia for some sort of convention, and he had breakfast at the hotel there, and he was ordering, you know, he's ordering eggs and bacon and sausage and whatever, and he ordered grits, and the waitress just kind of looked at him funny and said, what is a grit?
That's kind of like a fella used to work at the drugstore in Falcon Highway, and they raised lots of corn.